This year, the floods in Queensland and New South Wales have been devastating, with 21 Australians dying and thousands more being evacuated. Bad weather continues on both sides of the border. A couple of students who had relatives affected by the floods in Brisbane created a new platform to connect Queenslanders in need with volunteers to support each other. Eduardo Jordan asked co-founder of SupporterMate, Finn Larson, how SupporterMate started.
SupporterMate's an initiative a university friend and I founded back last week when the floods first hit Brisbane. And overnight we programmed and created a platform that connects volunteers to those in need requesting assistance. And it's all done as community-based support, peer-to-peer, and looking to help get support to those that need it most.
So you said it came up last week. I mean, it's it's very, very fast. How did you come up with the idea?
A friend of mine, another university friend of mine, was underwater. His house was still underwater. And I offered to go and give him a hand. However, he was still underwater and waiting for the water to recede. And I had some extra time on my hand. So I thought, hey, I really want to help out here, but I'm just not sure how. There wasn't really one central place where, you know, everyone who's flooded sort of spoke that they needed help. So that's sort of why we created this, for those who are willing to help, connecting to those in need.
You've been helping there in the community in North Brisbane. How are the things there?
Yeah, so Brisbane, we're on the mend. I know from Saturday about 75% of people had already sort of done most of the cleanup and just sort of waiting for the insurance and various other services to get back on their feet. But as the storm has moved down sort of the northern New South Wales, northern rivers, we've seen a lot of demand prop up there and then also down the New South Wales coast. So it's, I guess, a platform that's moving with the storm, and as communities recover, we're needed to sort of help bring community back together.
So how does the platform work?
So if you are looking to help out, if you have some extra time in the hand, you can jump on to www.supportermate.com.au and fill out the quick form to offer to volunteer. Also, there'll be a public map on the site highlighting individuals who have requested support and requested help, and you can reach out to them directly. If we find someone in need, we'll match you with someone who needs support. On the other side, if you are need help in recovery, then you can jump onto the same site, and there'll be a button that says request assistance. So just fill out that form and provide us as much detail information as possible, and we can connect you then with those volunteers who have registered and are willing to help out.
So what's the feedback you've received from people who unfortunately got flooded this time and the volunteers who are participating about SupporterMate?
Yeah, so I believe we've helped over 60 sort of small businesses, families, and even streets get back together. I think we're sort of complementary to the government services, which rallied volunteers for the Mud Army 2.0 up here in Queensland. However, they finished that program after just one day of operation. So we're continuing to operate last week and now into this week to put sort of boots on the ground directly where support's needed. And we've had great feedback. I've been on the ground with a mate helping some of our sort of people that have reached out yesterday. And yeah, the support's been really great. And just having community around you really helps people's mental health during this time where all they've been doing for the last 7 days is scraping mud off the floor and sort of taking their various possessions out to the bin.
You know, once the floods are no longer a threat, we're not out of the woods yet. But how can SupporterMate help in different circumstances?
Yeah, so into the future, we live in Australia, which is, you know, fire, flood, various other disasters, I guess, inevitable in the future. So we're looking at continuing the program to offer that, you know, community assistance and connecting volunteers with those in need. So hopefully after the floods, we'll reshift our focus and pivot to whenever else something happens and we can help people out and connect community.
The website has been visited over 7,000 times in the first 24 hours. That's massive.
Yeah, we've had a lot of community support, a lot of radio, a lot of TV support, and I think people have just really come out in their numbers willing to help out. So it's interesting, at the start, we actually didn't have many people reach out for support, and I think that's sort of credit to the, you know, stoic nature of Queenslanders and Australians. However, this is a time to reach out for support. And if you do need it, please do, because we have so many volunteers available ready to help. We have hundreds of volunteers have signed up to our platform. So if you do need support, there's heaps of people willing to give you a hand and help out.
Co-founder of Supportermate, Finn Larson there, speaking with Eduardo Jordan. For more information about Supportermate, go to our website, thewire.org.au.